You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, the government launched the Disability Confident Campaign, which aims to support employers to hire and retain disabled employees. BFM producer Hannah Ross spoke to Disability Issues Minister Nikki Wagner about what the campaign consists of.
It's about talking with employers to raise their confidence in employing disabled people. What we want is employers to hire the right person for the job, and we believe there's a whole hidden talent pool of disabled people who can deliver really good work in any business.
And so what are the aims of the campaign exactly?
Well, basically, it's to get employers and employees together to make sure that the right employees are available for people to grow their businesses, to make sure that those employees reflect their customers, make sure that there's a greater diversity in workplaces, and make sure that those employees are there that can build their brands. So what we're saying is that more disabled people in the workforce is very good for employers, and certainly all the international research tells us that, and it's also good for the employees.
And how will it help those with disabilities or those employers as well?
Well, basically, it was an ability to have an umbrella that brought all together all the information about the supports that the government has got for disabled people in terms of employment. We've got schemes that can subsidise any equipment that they might need. We have support mechanisms to get people inculcated into their jobs, so induct them into their jobs. We also have work brokers who will work with employers to find the right people. We've got produced quite a lot of material for information. We've developed a thing called a lead toolkit, which is about how you can make a workforce better because it's got more disabled people in it. So basically, it's getting all that information, all those subsidies, all those support mechanisms under one umbrella and calling it Disability Confident, because we know that when employers feel confident about working with disabled people, they get better outcomes.
And why do you think it's important for employers to employ disabled people?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of employers who say that they can't get the right person for the job, so they have vacancies that they'd like to fill. Secondly, we do know that when you have a more diverse workforce, you get greater productivity in your organisation. Thirdly, that we know any organisation that faces its customers should look like the customers. So when you take into account that one in four New Zealanders have some kind of disability, some of them you can see, some of them you can't see, it's important that companies look like the customers that they're serving.
Do you think that a lot of people who have a disability are kind of marginalised in the workforce?
I think more disabled people would like to work. As it is now, about 72% of New Zealanders in the mainstream work, but only 45% of disabled people work. And wherever I go, disabled people tell me that they want more choice, more control in their lives, and more opportunities. And often that opportunity is to be able to have a job. Because in our society, with a job comes all sorts of things, not just a salary. It also is a place to go every day. It's being part of a team. It's the ability to use your skills. And it's what everybody else does. So disabled people want to be part of that as well.
And how can we kind of create this change and encourage more employers to hire those with disabilities?
Well, I think we are creating that. As I say, this campaign brings all the supports together under one umbrella. We're getting a feeling from employers that they're more open to employ disabled people, and that if we can just give them that confidence that it's going to work well for them, they will. I think the Paralympics have made change. We saw amazing disabled people performing on the world stage and being the best in the world, and they were in our living rooms every night. And I think people suddenly realised, I can't do any of that stuff. These guys can do amazing things, and there's no reason why they can't do similarly amazing things in the workplace.
Do you think there is kind of this misconceptions about disabled people, that they can't work as well as those who may not be disabled, and that's therefore why there's not as many kind of employers hiring them? Or why do you think this is?
I think often it's lack of knowledge and lack of confidence. All the international research tells us that if you get the right person for the right job, they deliver equally as well, if not better, than mainstream New Zealanders. And there's hundreds of employers who will tell you those stories. And they'll tell you of some person that came in that they saw and thought they won't be able to do this job, but they took a punt with them and they put them on their workforce and discovered that they were fantastic. And not only did they do their job well, but they actually inspired other people in their workforce to do their job well too, because they saw Chris or Fred or June doing a fantastic job and they were in a wheelchair or they had crutches or any kind of things that might be a disability, and they said, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. So it can lift the whole productivity of an organisation as well.
And how do you think we can create this kind of awareness that those with disabilities are exactly the same, that they will, can be exactly the same as those without disabilities?
Well, I think having a conversation like you and I are having is a good start. I think the fact that most disabled people are now mainstreamed through the school system, and so people sit next door to them and discover that they can do everything that they can do as well, even if they're in a wheelchair or some other thing. I think the fact that we've got much more publicity around their activities, that we see more disabled people on an everyday focus, I think that all helps. And there is a bit of a tipping point, I think, going on at the moment, that people are much more open to this. And so that's, as me, as the Minister for Disability Issues, I'm trying to raise that awareness as much as I can. And so anything that the media can do would be greatly received.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.